Dear listeners, Saitam, we now bring you part 2 of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. Today's episode was first aired on 4th June 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
సగనిని సమగ పసని పమని పమగమ గమ పస సగమని సమగమ సగని సగమ పని పమగమ ప మా పని పమ సని పని పమ ని సని సగమ పని సని పమ పసని సని పని సని సగ సమగ స పమగ స ని సగమ సమగ ని సగ గమ పమగ సగ ని సగ సని పని సని పమని పమగ సగమ పని సమగ సని పని స సమ ని సగమ సని పమగ సగమ ప్రణమామి సాయేశ.
Very challenging.
Yeah, I noticed it's quite a long charanam.
Yeah.
And possibly we could bring to the notice of our listeners that the structure of the kriti is that the length of the charanams keep increasing.
Yes. Yeah. As we move on to the seventh.
As you go from charanam to charanam, yeah, the length keeps increasing. And it gets tougher.
Also. Yeah.
Complex. So, yeah, and it gives a grand finale feeling.
It gives
the,
a grand finale to this kriti. So you... Please, you can sing the words because they're equally powerful.
Adi antyamuleni adbhuta leela vinodam sai prema kadale karatalalasyam భక్తాలికి ఒక క్షణమున దివ్యానుభూతుల పారవశ్యం మరుక్షణమున సత్య ప్రేమాకర్షణ మానవ సహజ నైజం పసితనం బులనే పరమాత్మగా నేరేగిన అలనాటి భక్తుల భాగ్యమే భాగ్యం ప్రణమామి.
I remember we are practicing this again and again and again.
Okay.
To get it right, you know.
Yeah.
Alanati bhaktula bhagyame bhagyam.
These phrases and especially nisa nisa. Suddenly it goes from higher octave to the lower octave, you know. It's a little tough to...
We need
practice to sing that nisa nisa. We need to take that nisa down nisa.
Yes.
Exact that nisa note. Starting from.
So in fact, here also that we know them landing on ma. I mean, this is another concept that we have to introduce to our listeners. For those who are well versed with Carnatic music, they are, of course, they know this, but this concept of swaraksharam. The concept of swaraksharam, I think we see it more profound in the second kriti.
Yeah, that will be the moving point for the second kriti.
Second kriti, I think.
With a new feature.
New feature added on. Yes, there are a few swaraksharams even in the first song. But the second kriti really abounds in them.
Yeah.
And what is a swaraksharam? Actually, there are words which come with the swaras. Like for example, sa, da, pa, ma. Ni. So, words which are formed with these swaras incorporated into the word structure, the swaras also follow the same swarasthanam. Or I would say, if you say sada, sada bhavayami, sada means always.
Yeah.
But sa and da follow the same swaraksha, the place of the note as sa and da.
Yeah.
So that is called a swaraksham. I hope I was clear. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If you sing it, I think.
Yeah. If you sing it, that makes it clear. In fact, as you rightly said, that's a moving point to the second kriti. Because while the first kriti gives us an idea of Swami's lineage and how Swami did the early leelas and mahimas and then attracted the simple devotees, and his message was for all. I mean, we had the simple devotees, we had people from the city, we had intellectuals, we had sadhu. In fact, there is this beautiful, the second charanam itself says, sadhu mauni jana prarthana phalitam. Because of the prayer of the sadhus, you really came down to earth. So, his incarnation caters to all people of from all walks of life. Now, moving on to the second kriti. Broadly speaking, we thought that the second kriti should embody all the divine aspects of Bhagwan.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic idea was that his divine attributes. Yes, he was human. He was in the human form. We experienced the kinship. But now this kriti has been so beautifully composed. I am almost tempted to say it lists down the 16 kalas of the avatar.
Oh. Okay.
It's almost like that because each charanam in this kriti especially is so potent, so powerful, and so full of meaning, because these are all extraordinary qualities of Swami. These are all extraordinary qualities, and the raga chosen for this is Maya Malava Gola Raga. In fact, thinking of it, it is the first raga that is taught to beginners. Am I right?
Yeah.
When somebody takes to Carnatic music, this is the first raga that is taught, and I don't know what prompted him to choose this raga for such a, I will say, glorious theme of the divine aspects of Bhagwan. But when you actually hear it, you will realize that it's the perfect raga. And as I mentioned last week, I asked sir, how did you choose these ragas? He said, the ragas have chosen the kritis. I have not chosen the ragas. Yes. Very beautiful. So I would pass on the podium to the singers. What I would request you is to sing the Pallavi and Anupallavi. And then maybe we could just discuss a little bit on that.
Yeah. Sure. And we can tell about the Swaraksharam which
yes,
we were
yes.
mentioning before.
Yes, that's exactly what we'll do.
For the benefit of listeners, let me just tell the notes of Maya Malava Gola.
Yes, yeah, that would be good.
It has all the seven notes. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni da pa ma ga re sa. Beautiful raga. In fact, you have many vajans also in this raga, like
right.
Matanga vadana ananda sadana.
Is it a morning raga by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds very morningish.
Yeah. Yeah. Sari. It's very meditative also. It
yes.
Definitely, when you hear this kriti, actually, when you listen to this kriti, you'll definitely close your eyes and be in that meditative mood of listening to the kriti, where beautiful sahityam, and that, as he rightly mentioned, the raga chosen is so perfect, so apt for the lyrics, and it is one of my best or favorite, very, very favorite kriti, this Sada Bhavayami.
Wow.
So we'll render the first line, that is Pallavi.
Sada Bhavayami, Sada Bhavayami, Shri Satya Sai Paripurnavataram, 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 Sada Bhavayami.
So I just want to mention very, very interesting aspects in this Pallavi.
Mm-hmm.
The first phrase, Sada Bhavayami. Sada bhavayami. So if you look at the notation, that is the swara for the first phrase, sada. So the both coincide each other, that is swaraksharam. Sada bhavayami, and the swara is also sada bhavayami. So there are lot of swaraksharams in this kriti.
Mm-hmm.
It's a unique feature in a pancharatna kriti. So if you look at the phrase where paripurnavataram,
yes,
sada bhavayami shri satya sai paripurnavataram. So that phrase paripurnavataram, the word pari has a swaraksharam.
Okay, okay.
The swara for that paripurnavataram is also pari.
That's pa and ri.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it is beautifully composed. Paripurnavataram.
Yes.
The tune is so beautiful,
fact,
melodious.
When you sing the Pallavi, there are 3-4 variations that you sing.
Yeah.
And I suppose the variations are also composed and predetermined.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So only then it is suitable for group singing. So that is one unique feature of Carnatic music, where everything has been composed so that their group singing becomes possible.
Exactly.
And I was just listening to the way you are singing the variations, and what I realized is every Paripurna is reaching further.
Yeah.
You know, the first Paripurna reaches till Sa, then the second goes to Re, then it goes to Ma. So every Paripurna is more Purna and more complete.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful.
I just felt that, you know, these three are just a representative way to encompass.
Exactly. Exactly.
He encompasses everything, and you want to give an idea of that, so you try to sing it in 3-4 ways.
In fact, you know what comes to my mind? We have been talking of how apt the composition is to Swami, but we have not talked of how apt Swami is to the composition. You know, because very frankly, you want to write a song on something, on somebody who does not have the matter or the the material to inspire such compositions. You know, Swami is everything. So how fortunate are we that we lived with him, we, you know, learned from him, we were in his presence, and with the one who has everything in his control, who is the embodiment of every beautiful thing, everything that is good. So he is the right and the apt person on whom these kritis should be written. So when you say pari, you can take the liberty of saying anything, because everything is right.
Hmm.
Paripurna avataram. So the composition is beautiful because Swami is what he is. He is everything. So that's how we start the second kriti. And as I mentioned earlier, it's based on Swami's divine aspects. And sada nado pasita modam maya manusha veshadaram. See, the words are also very beautiful. Maya malava gola maya manusha veshadaram. Very beautifully composed as well. So she says here, having donned the human vesture, but using maya, you are always delighted in music. You are the perfect human being, but maya manusha, the vesture of a human being itself is maya that you have donned to come down and be a one amongst us. Then she goes on to the charanam. Now the charanam here, there is a unique structure where the first line, the charanam keeps repeating after each charanam. The refrain keeps repeating after each charanam. So here it is, prema tanu manisham karuna hridayam.
Oh, okay.
So what I found very inspiring and what I found very unique is she brings the concept of prema here.
Yes.
Now prema tanu manisham karuna hridayam. So as we go through this kriti, you will know that after every charanam this line comes in again and again.
Wow.
So the central theme of,
is this how she had written it?
She has written it. See, this is how she has written it. Prema tanu manisham karuna hridayam.
This has to keep repeating in the kriti.
This is the line, refrain line that repeats.
It's then the structure of pancharatna kritis as well. Like when each of the charanams get introduced. So you'll come back to a line and then the new charanam gets
new
introduced.
Charanam is sung. So you first you have the swaram, then you have the main refrain, you come back to the sahityam, again you go back to the refrain. But what I found very beautiful in this kriti is, she says, prema tanu manisham karuna hridayam. See, the central point, the central focus of the avatar's life is prema. See, he is the embodiment of love with a compassionate heart. Karuna hridayam. So,
that is the best, most apt description of the avatar.
That is the most apt description. And as we go through this kriti, you will see that it describes, each charanam describes a very unique aspect of, divine aspect of Bhagwan, which only divinity can do.
Hmm.
Beautiful aspects have been brought out. But, you go back to the refrain, prema tanu manishan.
Why did he do? It is only because he was an embodiment of love.
And that gives us a very, very big lesson. In the sense, in his life, when you sit silently and try to recollect, he did everything with love. He did not materialize a ring to show, see, I can materialize, can you do it? No, he didn't do that. He did it with love.
Yes.
He gave vibhuti with love. He did vibhuti abhishekam to, just with love.
Yes.
So, as we go through these sharanams, more and more we realize how apt this refrain is.
Wow.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful the way she has written it. So, the first sharanam is Veda Purusha Veda Poshakam Veda Sara Rupa Veda Gana Lolam. So, you know, in his avataric mission, the first thing that he started way back in the 50s is to nurture and foster Vedas. When he went to Venkatagiri,
yes.
When he convened Sadhu Sammelans,
yes.
When he did, I don't know how many people are aware that he conducted two Atirudra Mahayagnyams in, yes, Venkatagiri,
yes.
Possibly in 54 and 57, one of the two things. And he is the one, Veda Poshaka, he is the one who nurtured the Vedas, he is the one who brought back the focus on the Vedas. This particular line is also very beautifully tuned. Mm-hmm. And I won't attempt to sing it. I'll ask, I'll request the singers here to sing it because it brings out a very beautiful aspect. Let us just listen to this.
Re sa sari ga ma pa da pa ma ga pa pa ma ga ma pa da ni sa re sa da pa ma ga ma ni da ni pa da ma da pa ma ga ma prema tano manisham karuna hridayam veda purusha veda poshakam veda sara roopa veda gana lolam prema tanu manisham karuna hridayam.
So he says Satya Sai is the embodiment of the Vedas, sustains the Vedas, is the very essence of the Vedas and enjoys the recitation of the Vedas. So this is such a beautiful point. But again, I would like to draw attention to the way it has been composed, because you cannot help but pronounce it correctly and pronounce it clearly. The composition is such that it drives you towards pronouncing it clearly. Yeah. See that it's so spashtam, I would say, clear each word.
The spacing between the syllables and the Veda, Purusha, Veda, Poshakam, Veda, Sara Rupa, Veda Gana Lolam, Prema. You can just write the lyrics, you know, as in the first time when you hear.
Exactly. When somebody is singing it, you can, I'm sorry to say, but many times Tyagaraja Kritis, they get massacred when some musicians sing because the words are not clear.
Yeah, many times, you know, if you don't know the language, sometimes you wonder whether this is Tamil or Telugu. You know, you get lost in the...
Swami would say that. Swami would say in his discourses, he would say that certain people, when they don't understand the meaning and sing, then Rama ninnu pogartunnanu means I am praising you, and then Swami would say they are singing pakoda tintanu means that you are eating pakoda. So he would,
no, if I eat pakoda, what is your problem?
What is your problem? Exactly. Get it. But
yeah,
that's what he said. His priority, and he gave a lot of importance to pronunciation of words, in fact even the meaning. So, if the words are clear, if the pronunciation is clear, the meaning becomes clear. So, that aspect is very beautifully taken care of in
and,
this.
And for the charanam, which stresses on Vedam.
Exactly.
No, the tune.
Exactly. The tune is also
exactly, and especially Vedam has Vedam to be chanted with absolute clarity.
Clarity. So the next charanam is, of course, it says Lingodbhava Basmabhisheka Leela Vilasa Parthi Shivam. I mean, he is the one who did the Lingodbhava and Basmabhisheka, Vibhuti Abhisheka, for so many years in public view. That is a unique aspect of Bhagwan, and that aspect really.
One of those, you know, since you mentioned, you know, how this Kriti is all about glorifying the divine aspect of Swami. And it is these events, this Lingodvam and the Vibhuti Abhishekam, which actually shook everyone, made them realize, hello, we are in the presence of someone who is really absolutely from other world.
Exactly.
So that...
that divinity.
Yes.
And... again interspersed with Prema Tanumanisham.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is what I really like in this. You know, the way it comes back to Prema Tanumanisham.
In fact, when you're saying that, I was also thinking of the first Kriti.
Mm-hmm.
In the first Kriti, after every charanam, we come back to like saluting the Lord again.
Saluting the Lord.
So whatever the Leelas are described, and then to that Lord who did all these Leelas, we salute.
We salute. Yeah. And now here, we describe the glory and then, you know, we always come back and say that it is all because you were that
embodiment of love.
Reservoir of love. Yeah.
That's true. So, then she goes to the third charanam, which is also very beautiful. She says, Nenundaga bhayamela anuchu, abaya mosage anugraha vrishti. So, she says, he is the one who declared, why fear when I am here? Why fear when I am here? Who can declare that? Who can declare why fear when I am here? I mean, is it ego or is it assurance or is it divine power? Or it is, of course, divine power. Who else can say why fear when I am here?
Only Krishna read it before in Bhagavad Gita.
Exactly, exactly. So that is definitely a divine attribute of Bhagwan. Then, Bhaktapa Mrityu Haranam Gata Jeeva Prana Pradayakam. So she says, you protect devotees from death. And also bring back devotees from those who have been dead.
Yes.
And I think the famous incident of Mr. Walter Cowan is well known to in Sai circles at least. And there have been 2-3 other incidents where Swami has brought
back. Actually, you know, even though we mentioned about the Walter Cowan incident, I mean, I would say that is one among millions actually.
That's true.
There are so many.
No, for the fact that we don't know them. That's the point. We go back to Walter Cowan because Swami allowed that to be known. I would say that.
Exactly.
That's exactly how it is. So that is one aspect of Bhagwan. Then there is a very beautiful simile that she has used here. The next charanam, the fifth charanam. Poo puttaga parimalinchu riti. Bala prayambuna tyaga shilata nerpe. So she says, just as the flower that is born, and when there is a flower, the way it spreads its fragrance, even from your childhood days, the fragrance of tyaga, sacrifice.
Oh wow.
You lived with this virtue of sacrifice. You taught and you lived. You showed by living how one should sacrifice oneself for the happiness of others. So, just like a flower that spreads fragrance even as it blossoms, Satyasai taught the virtue of sacrifice in childhood itself. Maybe we should hear to this, the way sir has handled the composition for this. Let's see how it sounds.
Pugu puttagane parimalinchu riti bala prayambuna tyagashilata nirape prema tanu manisham karuna hridayam.
So that's how it goes. And he says, right from the virtue of sacrifice, we all know the beautiful stories of how Swami would give his food to the beggars,
yes,
even as a child. And that is something which was there till the very end.
Yes.
And you rightly pointed out how he would sit and look at the clock and wait for the time when he would go for darshan. I mean, he is just waiting to give himself to everybody. In fact, in this context, there is something very beautiful which Swami said one of those days. I think it's on the veranda. Swami is casually standing and he said, nobody else on this earth has the eligibility to wear an orange robe.
True.
The orange robe which symbolizes sacrifice. Nobody else. He said, from top to toe, from the tip of my hair to my toe, I am selfless. Selfless, selfless, always giving, sacrificing. That's it. He said, nobody has the eligibility to wear this orange robe. How beautiful. Mm. So, then the sixth charanam, he says, Ni avatara paramarthamu suntaina teliyudure
Nirvyaja premati shayamuto ninnu ni veruka parachani
nadu. So, what it means is, nobody can comprehend you. Your incarnation is so vast. Your incarnation is so complete. It's so glorious. Nobody can comprehend you. But you, in your boundless love, allow people to comprehend a little bit of what you are.
Yes.
See, you reveal yourself. You reveal yourself. Yanta matramu yavvar chalchina, anta matrame nivu. So, he says, to whatever extent a person can comprehend, you reveal yourself to that person. So, out of that is again your compassion.
Very nice poetic verses.
Very,
very, very nice.
Very beautifully she has brought out that. She says, you allow yourself to be understood and to be experienced by people. The next charanam is a beautiful one. I think we better sing the Swaram and Sahityam. And because it's beautifully composed and very unique. The way, the theme is very unique.
Yes.
Padanida padapa magamagamapa sadapada mapagamagarigarisa nirigarima magamapama sarigamapagamapadani sarizaniriri magari magarizanidapadani sansanidapamapa pamagarisa sarigamapremattanu manisham karuna hridayam పురుషులలోన పురుషుడవు ప్రతి వారిలోన బాలుడవు మహిళల మధ్య మహిళవు మనసెరిగి మనోరథములీడేర్చు ప్రాణ విభుడవు నీవు ఏకాంతంబున విశ్వ విభుడవీవు ప్రేమ తను మనీషం కరుణా హృదయం.
So the meaning goes, you are a man amongst men, child amongst children, a woman amongst women. Thus you become the beloved, knowing each one's heart and fulfilling their desires. When alone, you are the emperor of the universe.
Beautiful.
I mean, this we have seen over and over again.
Absolutely.
When standing amidst primary school children, let the whole universe go to hell. I am only concerned about what breakfast you had.
How many idlis?
How many idlis? I mean, it's just the interest and the involvement.
Yes.
When amongst children, I am a child. How complete his involvement, how complete his focus, and how he lived in that every moment. And not to mention it, but when he's selecting saris for his devotees, how involved in every aspect, detail. I don't think even a lady would fuss over her sari as much as Swami
used to
fuss.
Give us choices actually. He would have two, three saris in his hand and he would ask us also, which one do you want? And can I just narrate one small
please,
instance?
Please do.
Like I remember during one of the birthday sessions, Swami was distributing very grand saris to VIPs. And it was very nice. The whole Kulwant Hall is lit up and especially lady side is very bubbling with enthusiasm when Swami goes and distributes sari. And he just had one sari when he came back towards the mandir. And ex-students were sitting. That time I was an ex-student. It was a very grand sari, very nice color combinations and all. So when he came back, he looked at us and he looked at the sari. Then all of us thought, okay, maybe what is this? Now it's going to happen. And then Swami said, no, ichira bagaledu. He said, no, this is not nice. I have a better one for you. Then we all thought, wow, grander than the VIPs. How is it possible? Okay, we were still waiting. He said, wait, I'll go and get. Then he went in and he got two color, like cotton saris, Bengal cotton saris, one cream and blue, and other one cream and purple border. Very, very simple.
Okay.
And he said, Achira bagaledu, idu chala bagundi. Which one do you want? When we just thought, at the age of students, the kind of, the way we should dress up is what maybe Swami was telling us. It is not the grand ones, and he just chose a simple one, and among that, he was asking us which one. So we told Swami, whichever Swami gives us one. And Swami gave us, and he said, idi bagundi. Like he told us when we had it in our hands, he said, this is correct for you, and this is very beautiful.
So it's not only the grandeur of the sari, but what is right for you.
Correct.
At that that age, at that time, what is correct.
Exactly.
So, and that is one
Brahmacharya stage probably. And that is how we had to be. No, but the way Swami brought out the whole thing, I cannot forget it at all. He made all of us have our own thought process and he finally concluded it with this. And all of us were happy receiving the sari from Swami.
Because whether he gives us this sari or whether he gives us the car or whether he is giving us moksha, all the time he is interested only in our spiritual progress.
Yeah.
That is true, and it comes back to Prema Tanu Manisham.
Oh, yes.
It's with love. It's with love. See, I really can't get enough of it, but when I mention this, because I have mentioned it again and again, this incident of Swami selecting a sari in Kodaikanal, I think you were there in the year 1999.
Yes.
He was making such a fuss over the sari. He said, oh, the sari is good, but the pallu is not good. The design is not elaborate enough. This combination is not good. Get another sari. Then finally, some of the elders could not resist Swami. Who is this sari for? Whom are you going to give this sari to, Swami? You're making such a fuss over this sari. Then he said, you know, very smilingly, you know, in a soft voice, Swami said, for the lady who washes our vessels every day. And immediately there was pin drop silence, and you know, we really had tears in our eyes because Swami was taking so much time and so much care to select such a grand sari for the lady who was washing the vessels. And then one of the elders really made bold and said, Swami, in her life she would have never worn such a sari. And then Swami said, yes, that's why I'm giving it to her. So even she will have some occasions in her life. And when she wears the sari, she will remember the love with which Swami gave her the sari.
Very moving.
It's not the sari. She will remember the love with which Swami gave her the sari. Prema Tanu Manisham. Karuna Hridayam. You know how compassionate he is. He says, this sari is to be given to. In fact, Mr. Sachidanandam, who was there in Kodaikanal at that time, he had to go back all the way from Kodaikanal to Madurai to pick the next choice of sari. And Swami would say, this is nice, but you know, little more pallu should be there. And we were thinking, who is this VVIP whom Swami is going to give? But for Swami, she is the VVIP. And he said, when she wears it, she'll remember the love with which Swami gave this.
I remember how he materialized diamond rings for the gardeners.
Exactly.
Kodaikanal?
Kodaikanal.
Yeah. So, that is the beautiful part of the Sai Avatar. And then we move on. Yes, there is the last Charanam. It says, Yuvataku Anusaraniyam. So, basically here, the lyrics describe how his life was an ideal for the youth. Adhering to truth and punctuality. By speaking what is good in a controlled and a soft way through appropriate mannerisms.
Wow.
By suffusing every act with refinement and a feeling of service. Truth is Sai's eternal vow. Sai's life is his message to the world. I think you should sing this now. Because you could maybe sing only the Sahityam part.
Yuvataku anusaraniyam satyam samaya palanam.
Here the samayam. The samaya has the swarakshara.
Oh, okay.
Sama. The notes also follow sama.
Sama.
Sorry for the disturbance. Yeah, we'll sing again.
Yuvataku anusaraniyam satyam samaya palanam hitam hitam ridu bhashanam samuchita veshadharanam pratipanilo nindaina samskaram seva parayanatvam satyam nityam vratam sai jeevitame jagadiki sandesham prematanu manisham karuna hridayam.
It's beautifully composed, the last line especially.
Sai jeevitame.
There's the highest and
his
ultimate.
Note, his life is his message.
That is the highest.
Jagati ki sandesham.
His life is his message. As I mentioned, it is Tyagaraja, one Tyagaraja in spirit. Although there were,
yes,
the lyricists were separate and the person who tuned it is separate, but in spirit they are one and the same. Because the composition speaks for itself. And of course, there's a last paragraph which comes as a concluding part of this song. then
beautiful,
very beautiful. Very, yeah. It kind of takes you from this kriti to the next kriti.
Oh.
It's like right? Am I right? Then he says, "Dinajana sevaye sai ki santushti."
Santushti.
He says, "Serving the destitute alone satisfies sai." Sarva jiva rasula paina karunya drishti. Again, compassion. His compassionate gaze is on all living beings, not only human beings, on all living beings. Jana bhagadeya, Ishwaramma taneya. So he says, oh, the son of Ishwaramma, the bestower of prosperity on this whole universe, on all of us.
Yes.
Me kanula sannala sagu e sarva srishti. The entire creation functions on your mere glance. Isn't that true?
Wow.
I mean, what a befitting
it encompasses
line.
Both, you know, Swami's divinity, because this is what is this kriti
yes.
is on.
Yes.
At the same time, saying what is the highest expression of this divinity is love, and the highest expression of love is service.
Right, that's the point.
That's
the
why
point.
It comes to here.
Very beautiful, very beautiful. I think we should listen to this portion as well.
Dinajana sevaye sai ke santushti sarva jiva rasulapaina karunya drishti dinajana sevaye sai ke santushti sarva jiva rasulapaina karunya drishti janabhagareya Ishwarambatanaya Janabhagareya Ishwarambatanaya Meekanu sannala sagu Sarva Srishti Sada Bhavayami Shri Satya Sai Pari Purna Avataram Sada Bhavayami
And it's very significant that when she's talking in this kriti about service, she brings in Swami as Ishwaramatanaya.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because Swami attributed all the mammoth missions to the inspiration of Mother Ishwarama.
Correct, correct. Very true. Very beautiful. I don't think even she thought of it while writing the lyrics. But that's how it happens.
It's,
you know,
it's amazing.
Swami must have just inspired this beautiful thought. And that's how the second kriti comes to an end.
And it is all, if you see also that Karuna Rasa, the way it starts, Dina Jana Sevaya, you know, it's all about compassion, and the way it is composed also.
Exactly.
The Karuna Rasa is so much imbued in that actually.
In fact, I don't think there are many kritis in this particular raga, and for somebody to compose a like a Pancharatna kriti on this raga is very unique. See, the thing is, the choice of this raga for this kriti, now at the end of the kriti we feel is so relevant. But many people would, you know, could easily write it off as a basic raga, because right when you start learning Carnatic music, this is the first raga that's taught to you. But sir has chosen this raga, and as he rightly said, the raga has chosen the kriti. Now whatever happened, we don't know, but here is the composition, and it is so beautiful, it is so complete and so inspiring.
Amazing. And as we saw in the previous kriti also, you know, as we progressed, the charanams had more lines.
Yeah, more lines, more complicated and more beautiful.
The most beautiful part of it is the last part of the kriti.
Okay.
Where I feel it just, you know, awakens everybody. It involves everyone. To a person who doesn't know a music like a Carnatic or Swaram or whatever, when such a person hears the last stanza and it's like it involves, it makes him, something is there in this.
Yes.
That's why, you know, we repeat that again, that Dina Jana Sevaye.
Oh, you repeat that.
Yeah, we repeat that twice.
It's repeated twice.
Yeah. And it's like, let that feel established, let it take time to involve more people, and then, because till now we were singing the Charanam, the Swaras, okay, that is a Carnatic way of rendering the Kriti, like sing the Swara, and then Sahityam for it. But when this part comes, it is really captivating.
Very beautiful, very beautiful. So, I think with this, it's time to move on to the next Kriti. Yes.
So, dear listeners, with that, we close the discussion on the Pancharatna Kritis for now. We actually had very long session with Anirudh Sai Prakash and Sister Vasumati, and in the future episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, I'll bring you all those episodes by Bhagwan's grace. Let us soak ourselves in these beautiful divine vibrations, beautiful musical sublime vibrations, and sanctify our lives, sanctify our moments, sanctify our talents, sanctify our gifts, sanctify our present, sanctify whatever is left of us in this life. Thank you so much for being with us. Express my deep sense of gratitude to Swami for having given us this chance to share His love and to be carriers of His message and His glory. Good night, Sai Ram.
You just heard part 2 of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. This episode was first aired on 4th June 2015 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.